Good morning. I am a janitor's son. Now, for those of you who don't know what's all involved with being a janitor's son, it means that you automatically have to help the janitor whenever he wants you to. I actually come from a long line of janitors, and I'm very familiar with scrubbing toilets and mopping floors and things like that. Now, whenever I was called upon to help out the janitor in his work, obviously I was not all that excited. I was not ready and willing, standing at attention every time a toilet was dirty or a floor needed cleaning. Now, keep this in mind with any task that you are given that is not so desirable, and it's just not something you're too excited about. You definitely don't want to do it. You're not willing. And contrast this with how our Savior is ready and willing to be about His Father's business all the time. From Matthew 8, we read the first three verses. When He, that is Jesus, had come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed Him. And behold, a leper came and worshipped Him, saying, Lord, if You are willing, You can make me clean. Then Jesus put out His hand and touched him, saying, I am willing. Be cleansed. Immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Now, in stark contrast to any of our situations where we're presented with something unpleasant, we see Jesus with no sign of resistance, not even a single complaint. He is perfectly and ready and willing to come and to cure this leprous man. He fulfills God's purpose for him in all things, at all times. Now, this leper, we're not told too much about him. He seems to come out of thin air and approaches Jesus. Now, this may seem like nothing out of the ordinary, because people were always coming to Jesus with requests and pleas for help. But we must remember that lepers had a very special place in society, a place far away, a place secluded all to themselves. Anyone with this disease was supposed to be outcast. They sometimes had their clothing and even their entire house destroyed. Now, perhaps this certain leper had waited for Jesus to come down from that mountain after all the people had finished hearing him teach and preach. Maybe he was not allowed to be among those multitudes that got to hear Jesus. So it made him think he was worthy to come to the Savior of the world with this request. But the way he comes to Jesus, we can see it's filled with hope. Can you just picture this man in this sad, pathetic condition? Who knows how much he had suffered or how much he had lost in his life? How he had been treated with nothing but contempt. But his hope in Christ swallows all his fear as he approaches him. What a shining example this leprous outcast is for us in taking our problems to the Lord. But how does Christ respond? Unlike we do so many times, He is willing. Not only that, He reaches out and touches this diseased leper. Now, we might have a romanticized view of what leprosy is from our Bible storybooks. We think, well, yeah, they're people that live outside the city, but they have a colony. They're all together. They're not lonely, at least. Maybe they're doing all right. Now, I used to have that same kind of view, and our Bible story books can only show us so much. But it wasn't until seeing people laying on the sides of the crowded streets in India, you wouldn't have to go very far before you found someone that was maimed or disfigured, someone who couldn't use their legs anymore, who was helpless and seemingly hopeless. Now, it's hard enough to walk by these streets without showing any compassion on them. And the best that I could do was give them a few coins. But who am I that I would pass by these people without helping them? And the Son of God Himself reaches out and touches and helps such a diseased, outcast person. No, our God is not a God who's off in the distance. He comes and made His dwelling with us, detestable sinners, cursed with the leprosy of sin. He left His throne of heaven where He was praised and adored, and He came to be with the poor. He came to be ridiculed and to be hungry and suffer forsakenness by His own Father, to suffer the torments of hell for you and I, and die a shameful death on the cross. So have no doubt, he knows all our struggles exactly. And always willing, he is ready to extend his loving hand to help those in need, as he did for this lowly leper. But what he does for him is simply amazing. He doesn't provide some medication to alleviate the symptoms or cure the disease. He touches him and rids him of it instantly. This man had a new lease on life. The same can be said of you and I. Even while we were outcasts, disfigured by our sin, Jesus reached out. He touched us. He helped us when we were helpless and hopeless. When we were outcasts, exiled from, from God's people. So yes, Christ fulfilled every aspect of God's will, always willing. He promised himself to us to save us. So yes, we have been restored to full spiritual health. We have been given a new lease on life. And we can approach our Heavenly Father in the same way, with that same confidence for the forgiveness of all of our sins. So go to him today and every day. Throw down your burden and your back-breaking load of sin at his feet, and go with confidence and receive comfort in knowing that your sins are forgiven. Amen. We'll conclude this morning with the singing of hymn 361, all verses of 361.